some of the marijuana in cases like that, but in where it's legalized, will be the Mexican cartels who have been involved in pretty heinous crimes, whereby people's lives have been taken, will ultimately be involved. The other question that I want to ask you then, if you could just educate, and I see our good friends from C-SPAN is here, if you would tell what you would say to a mom or dad, or maybe a governor or a state legislator or a member of Congress, what is the problem with marijuana? If they would say to you, administrator, there's really not a problem, they've just legalized it in color.
There's been no recognized medical use and treatment in the U.S., and that's been determined by the FDA on research that's been done. And there's a lack of accepted safety protocols for use of the drug, even under medical supervision. The reason why we're worried about this with young people is there's also a connection between schizophrenia, psychosis, and it's the young marijuana user. They have studies now. We didn't have these studies 10 years ago, but they have studies. They looked at the science, and this is a dangerous drug. And the message that the kids are going to get in social media, the message that kids are going to get on television, on the radio, in their songs, with their peers, is that it's a harmless drug. So as parents, the parents need to say, here are the facts, or here's where you can go to get the facts.
If a parent has, is it a gateway drug? Is there a connection between using this and going on? Or
there is absolutely a connection between marijuana use, especially early marijuana use. Now they even see a connection between marijuana use and the likelihood of a kid being addicted to tobacco. But they also will show these connections between drug use that starts early with marijuana and the moving on to the other drugs. There have been studies for years on that.